Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell Squad podcast, episode 53. Nobody is an island. Accountability accelerates progress. This episode covers how the lone wolf mentality will only get you so far and how humans need a tribe to get long-term progress. So as you can see, for those watching on YouTube, I'm in a different room, so I'm back home at my family home in Roscommon, just using Dad's office here. So I'm home for the week, minding the dogs when the parents are away, and I just upgraded the dojo. So the dojo is my shed. I suppose those following me on Instagram will know this. The shed out the back there, and years ago, finally convinced my parents to let me turn it into a gym, and it's had a few iterations since then. So that's probably going back, what, maybe 5 years ago. And if you want to check my Instagram, go to one of my latest posts. You'll see it there. The picture's all there from the start up to now. So it's finally kitted out fairly good now. We got the two squat racks in there. Brought home the one I had in my apartment in Dublin for COVID. So yeah, that was what I did this weekend. And I'm a bit late recording this one. Today is Monday, so hopefully this will be out tomorrow. So I wanted to keep on the podcast every week till the end of the year. Nearly failed it here, but look, we're going to get it done a day or two late. And after this then, we'll go out and test out the new setup in the dojo. So for today, 4 points we'll go through here. Number one, humans are a social species. Number two, I'll go through my experience of the kind of lone wolf mentality through to the tribe. And then, yeah, three, find your tribe. That's where I'll talk about that. And number four, accountability accelerates progress. I'll go into my experience then with the coaches and mentors. So for number one, humans are a social species. So we are designed to thrive and live in communities, not in isolation. So I'm going through this because I guess every piece of content is aimed at my younger self, and I was I was going to say the word loner. I don't know, is that the right word? Probably not. But I kept to myself a lot, and I was big into the kind of lone wolf mentality for a long time. So all the way kind of through school, I would have friends and stuff, but never really felt like I kind of fitted in. And when I started the self-development journey, that's when I went off the kind of monk mode on my own, trying to, quote, sort out my life, as everyone does at some stage. So I'm 32 now. That was probably around 23 when I finished college, when I went off doing that, just for a bit of context before we start going through different pieces here. But looking back now, just to give you a few stats, no matter what stage you're at, that loneliness is actually one of the biggest killers of humans, which is kind of crazy when you say it. Like, there's been studies done that loneliness is as big a killer and even more than things like smoking, drinking, drugs, obesity. So it's the silent killer, which is crazy to think of. So that's just one reason straight away. If you're like, oh yeah, I'm a lone wolf, I can do it all myself, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, when you get older, if you end up being lonely because you didn't work on building a tribe and connections with other people, you can see there, it's a bigger risk of dying than some of the biggest ones in the world that we usually quote, like smoking, alcohol, obesity. And just to finish off the other point, yeah, like being able to live in isolation now, that's a new phenomenon. That could never have happened before. Like, all the way through evolution, we lived in tribes. It's only now that we've taken over the world. We can work remotely on laptops. We have our own food. We don't need to kind of hunt and gather in tribes. It's the first time ever that we've ever actually been even able to live in isolation. So again, it's what evolutionary biologists would call a mismatch disease, which are most problems in this modern world. The problems before used to be, oh, can we find enough food to survive for the rest of the week? Excuse me, whereas now, because we're fine, we all have food, we're all safe, or the majority of us in the world are safe, now the problems change. It's problems due to the fact that we're not designed to live in this modern world. Things like the excess of food and the lack of movement leads to things like obesity, but also the fact that we can be very isolated and we don't have tribes. That's when the other things, anxiety, depression, suicide, etc., all those stats are higher than they've ever been, even though we live in the most kind of prosperous time ever for humans. So it is a bit ironic from that side. But yeah, that's just all coming into that point one, that humans are a social species. And it's just to not forget that. And like I said, backed up with a few studies there as well to kind of ingrain it. So to go on to my experience then, just like I was saying, very introverted. That's the kind of word, right? Yeah, loner isn't a great word to use there. Introverted is the one I was kind of looking for, where it just depends on your personality type. I was definitely a massive introvert. I guess it's a bit ironic, actually, if you're watching this and, you know, I talk on these podcasts for 15, 20 minutes straight. You see me talking on Instagram, etc. That was only after I overcame all that and digging into my values, who I want to be, etc. And yeah, I wanted to help people like the younger me, and it didn't matter what barriers were in the way, like social anxiety, lack of confidence, all these things. I was going to do what it takes to overcome it. But yeah, way back at the start, through my teens, into my early 20s, big introvert, social anxiety and zero confidence, let's say even speaking out in my local friend groups, never mind to the world on social media. So a few things there. You can do like little personality tests if you've no self-development done. Things like the Myers-Briggs test. Jordan Peterson has a personality test. Do one of those just to get a bit more insight into yourself. Like when I did that years later, I came up as the INFJ personality type, which I think it's like only 1% or 1.5% of people in the world are that one. So they're the one that is most likely to feel kind of weird and, quote, alone in a way, and that no one really understands them. So like straight away I was like, oh geez, okay, this is making a bit of sense. And there's other, you know, lots of other people are kind of feeling that way too. So yeah, did I cover that? Yeah, just looked kind of not fitting in. The only place I did actually felt like I fit in was the soccer pitch. So that's kind of what we do. We gravitate towards things that we're good at. I was kind of naturally good at soccer, picked that up, would have been one of the better players in Roscommon. So that's kind of the only time I didn't really have the kind of social anxiety and felt a bit of confidence was through soccer. So we'll skip on then. Let's say after 23, when I finished college, and that's when I was like, right, I kind of need to sort my life out here. Don't know who I am, don't know what I want to do, and now I'm entering the rat race 9 to 5. Like, yeah, I'm not doing this for the rest of my life. So that's when I did go monk mode and kind of thinking it was the answer to life. But it was for that period, we'll say. So maybe kind of 23 up to maybe 28. It was definitely kind of 4 or 5 years proper monk mode there, just working in 9 to 5s, saving up money, then doing self-development stuff on the side, which led to me understanding myself a lot more, my values, what I want to do, went through my own physical freedom journey, then wanted to help other people who were struggling like me, giving up things with chronic pain and injury, ended up going into the coaching through there. So that was all the kind of monk mode across, we'll say, my personal development, then like my training life with the physical freedom journey, getting into strength training then, getting into jiu-jitsu then, and even kind of career, like I said, and financial savings, like saving lots of money to kind of secure myself, and then building the passions on the side and going into that too. So lots of things were happening there over those kind of 5 years, because I did just go monk mode, live in the bubble. Kind of doing away now. I'm not into lots of, you know, I don't even watch the news, don't read papers, you know, I just kind of am to a degree still in the bubble, but I was a lot more back then, like just purely focused on myself, my training, my self-development. And to come to the peak of that, which, like, this is the kind of crux of it for me, which is, I suppose, a part of why I'm making this podcast, is, like, everything I ever thought I wanted. So this was maybe what? This could have been 27, 28. So it could have been 5 years after I started this self-development journey and turned my, you know, I started to figure out who I was starting to be my true self, starting to speak out, just in general life, my true self, and then into the coaching and saying that stuff online as well. Ended up transitioning into the coaching. You know, I did get mentored there too to help build the business on that side. You know, I got my physical freedom back, go back to jiu-jitsu, I started strength training, working up towards one-arm chin-ups, you know, so the body, mindset and life were all going in the way that I dreamed and I hoped it would. But I guess you never know. And the kind of pinnacle of it then, this was after COVID, which I'd switched to an online business because I was forced to, and solo traveling around Europe because I was able to with the online business, and, you know, I had the body I want, had the mindset, you know, I became who I knew I could be. And I was in Rome at the time, so I did a month in Lisbon, a month in Madrid, a month in Rome. And the moment then was sitting in Rome, sipping on a beer, because I'd hit the 10k a month goal that my business mentor was helping me get to. It actually turned out to be around 8k with some refunds or whatever, so we'll say like 8k a month. Sipping the beer in the room, kind of hitting these heights like I never really thought was possible before. And the truth of it all, felt a bit lonely. Not what you would think, is it? Everything I wanted. Had the money, had the body, had the mindset, had the life, passion to career, all these things. And yeah, that's the truth of it. Sipping a beer by myself in Rome, and I felt a bit lonely. And the other thing as well there was I had gone monk mode, prioritized everything over everything about myself, over everyone else, over like family, friends, even romantic relationships. So I'd actually broken up with the girl from back then because she was too much hassle to me. If I remember the previous version of Mark back then. So just too much hassle, too much drama, taken away from my own self-development, my own path, my own journey, focusing on my business, etc. And so left that behind. And then what did I want in that room? Just wanted her there to be with me. You know, so painful moment, but that's how we learn. So same as how did I become the coach that helps people regain physical freedom, because I had chronic pain injury for 10 years and forced to give up sports, one of the biggest pains in my life. So that's what made the change. So it's the same thing here, like, that, you know, at the pinnacle of the things, all the things I thought I wanted, and then just having that pain of, like, you know, actually the girlfriend I broke up with, like, I, you know, I wish she was here with me, I'm on my own, you know. And it's just like the realization I had was around the lifestyle design. Like, I designed the life that I wanted, and I've helped people do that as well. But the crucial thing I missed was relationships and connection and your tribe, hence this episode, because I designed the life that I wanted. But then in that moment, it just hit me. Like, who am I going to live it with? Myself. You know, like, yeah, I like to spend a lot of time on my own. But I mean, yeah, it just really dawned, and it's kind of such an obvious thing. But yeah, I was just kind of like, who am I going to live this life I designed of everything that I ever wanted here, but I'm fucking on my own, like, you know. So it's just, yeah, I suppose it's a cliched thing, but you just have to live most of these things. And that's literally the moment where I just thought, I've fucked up a bit here, haven't I? Like, I've missed one crucial part, which is relationships. Like, I, you know, not that I neglected family or like neglected friends, but I really wasn't prioritizing or putting effort into those connections. And around that time as well, where I had that kind of pain and realization, a random podcast I was listening to, a new study came out in 2023. What did it say? The biggest predictor of a happy life. It's not money. It's not fame. It's not this. It's not that. It's the quality of your relationships. And I had just learned that 2 weeks previously, like I said, with my Rome moment of the 8K month. And then I'm hearing this podcast 2 weeks later. I remember just being like, fuck, why didn't this podcast come out last year or whatever? But look, even if I heard it the year previously, again, like most things, you have to go through it. Maybe I wouldn't have even listened to it. But that made full sense, because I just figured it out around the same time as I'm saying that. Quality of your relationships, that's the main predictor of a happy life. Even if you're sitting there now, maybe like me before, you're in the 9-to-5, you're chronic pain and injury, you're hiding behind a mask, not being your true self, and you're like, oh, you know, if I just overcame the chronic pains, got back to the sports I loved, you know, if I got jacked and mobile and strong and fit, and, you know, I just started being myself, attracting other people that are like me, you know, and I made money and a passion, turn it to a career, etc. And you get all those things. The relationships. Like, if the relationships are missing, you're not going to be happy with it. How can you? You know, even there's so many quotes from celebrities. As a Jim Carrey's the one I always remember. He's like, I wish everyone could get rich and famous just so they understand that it's not the answer. Now, look, I've obviously had a very, very small scale version of that. But yeah, I experienced it too. The quality of your relationships, that's what I was missing. So that was the turning point in my life. Not so long ago. Was it maybe 2 years ago? Whatever it was. But yeah, that was it. I just, like, stuff with business changed, that massively went down on my priority list. Connections, like tribe and connections became a priority. Just more connection time with my family, getting back in contact with other friends and spending more time with them, more connections with them, being open to finding my life partner for the first time in my life, because I never was before. Was never really committing to anything, because I was committing to myself and my, you know, my own progress across body, mindset and life. But yeah, that was the big change for me. And when I went home then after the travels and stuff, that's when things changed. So, like, got a car for the first time, put down the first route I ever have in my life. And as I said, yeah, just focus a lot more now on relationships. So that brings us into finding your tribe. And two quotes that I loved here was, just the first one was in terms of loneliness. So I'll read it out here. Loneliness does not come from having no people about one, but from being unable to communicate the things that seem important to oneself, or from holding certain views which others find inadmissible. So that's from Carl Jung. And I remember reading that because that's exactly how I felt. When I was younger, like I could be in a room full of people and I'd feel lonely because I don't feel like I connect with any of them. So it's literally what Carl is saying there. Like it's not about the proximity of people to you. That's not what loneliness is, as I said. Like with people around you and you feel lonely. It's that the connection with people. If you don't have a connection with people, that's when you're going to feel lonely. So, and what was the other one I had here? Sorry. Yes, and then Carl also kind of gives us the answer where he says, no matter how isolated you are and how lonely you feel, if you do your work truly and conscientiously, unknown friends will come and seek you. So that's the kind of second part of it now. If you are feeling lonely, starting to say the things that you truly feel, that's the only way that you're going to connect with your tribe. That's the only way you're going to find your tribe. And the tribe could be friends or it could be in terms of romance. So if you're hiding behind the mask, how is anyone going to connect with you deeply? Because you're not actually showing your true self. So I was going through all these kind of realizations, and that was around the time that I started just trying to speak more about what was inside instead of having the mask on and, you know, around the social anxiety and just saying what I thought people wanted me to say to so that people would like me, which we all go through. So yeah, that's when I started just saying the things that I thought. Obviously, you kind of gravitate away from some friends, gravitate more towards other friends, and then you get new friends as well just through being your true self. And even a good example there is Coach Pig. If you've seen me on his podcast or we've kind of collaborated a few times, and he was only down there at my apartment in Dublin a few weeks ago. We had a night out and stuff and a big catch up. Like, I'm good friends with him now. And I only met him through Instagram, through me just posting my true self, posting my content. He got in touch with me one day. And I still remember I was a bit skeptical. I was like, what does this lad want from me? Or why is he being so nice? Or what's going on? But it was just because I was being my true self. As Carl Jung said, if you do your work truly and conscientiously, unknown friends will come and seek you. Darren has similar values to me, lives in a similar way of life. And then we connected online. He reached out to me and we became friends. So like there's just one example of many of how you actually find your tribe. You know, if you're lonely and you're sitting at home and you go to school or to college or to work and you play a sport or something, and every time you're there, you're not saying what you actually think, and you're just being the people pleaser, and you're like, and you're feeling lonely and like you've no connections. It's because you're hiding your true self. And even then you might be thinking, oh, well, they mightn't like me. Great. I'm saving your time. Like if they don't like the true you, it's better to speak the way you want now, show your true self, and end up leaving some of those clubs or leaving some of those friends rather than doing it in 10, 20 years time and be filled with regret for leaving it so long. So yeah, I remember just going through it all logically and I was like, yeah, there's actually no downside to becoming my true self. There's only upside. Dogs are going crazy. Hopefully no one's breaking into the house. Yeah, we better scoot this on a bit. So that was it. I found the tribe then. Coach Pig was one example. And then things like jiu-jitsu. You know, found out, oh, I remember I used to like the stuff on the ground when I was younger. Ended up going back to jiu-jitsu. And now, yeah, good friends with a few guys there from the gym. So going to point four then. Accountability accelerates progress. So here, apologies there to go downstairs. Dogs are going absolutely mental. And of course, when they go down, there's nobody there. Okay, number four, finish up with this one. So what did I just finish? Yeah, the finding your tribe. So now we're on to accountability accelerates progress. So even when I did go monk mode, like I was saying, I got coached and mentored there too, or kind of near the end of that. So this is when I actually really started to get progress, like long-term progress. It's when I got coached. Why? One of the main reasons is because you have accountability. So I've actually spent 35,000 on coaches and mentors. And I talked about that a few times on Instagram because you just have to accept that if you want to improve anything in your life, from body mindset life, like physical freedom, to your mindset, to your lifestyle design, whatever it is, it's not going to happen from watching someone's fucking reel. You know what I mean? Like, from trying, you know, I say, oh, steal this workout, steal that, whatever. You know, like, it's just not going to happen. If it did, no coaches would be getting paid. The coaching industry wouldn't exist. So it's just the kind of harsh truth of it. Because, look, I get it too. I've done all those things. I've tried the YouTube videos, bits here and there. I've done all that. But it's only when I actually finally realized I'm going to have to invest if I want to get long-term progress here. Because the reality is, this is just basic human psychology. We don't value what we don't have to invest in. If you get something for free, you don't value it. That's just how the human brain works. But once we actually have to work for something, that's when we value it. It's the classic, the rich kid who's just handed everything in life, never had to work for any of it. They don't appreciate any of it. Why? Because we don't value what we don't have to invest in. He just got it for free. So that's why you're not going to actually get long-term progress with anything, from your physical freedom to anything else in life, if you don't invest in it. If you don't invest your money, your time, your energy into it. The exchange of money is the catalyst that is going to put you on the right path. Okay, money is just a tool. Money is just a piece of paper. So the like, it all just changed when I started diving into all this, and even like, what is money? Money is just something that you can exchange to get the things that you want in life. Okay, that's all it is. And then I thought, what have I been spending my money on? Oh, drink, nights out, fun times, all these things. Great, I wanted that, but what do I want now? I want my physical freedom back. I want to work on my mindset. I want to work on my lifestyle design and work on my passions, my career, etc. Okay, so where do I need to put my money? There, obviously. You know, like, it's so basic, but people just, a lot of people I see can't get over that hurdle. And if you don't get over that hurdle, it's just not going to happen. So as I said, once I realized this, I went, okay, start putting more and more money into myself. And like other people would say, it's the best investment you can ever make, because it's the one that you can never lose money on, and it would always make you returns. And that's what I did. So I invested, the total figure now is 35,000 into my body, mindset and life. So that was getting coached in physical freedom, up to strength training, and then getting coached in my mindset, my self-awareness and lifestyle design. So across body, mindset, life, 35,000. Best money I've ever spent in my life. Wish I did it sooner. Okay, so yeah, just more on the accountability as well, like why it actually works. Because that's the funny thing, like, obviously you want a great coach as well, but even if you have a shit coach, you're still going to get something out of it just from the fact that you put down the money and you are now accountable to it, and you're now going to actually do the work because you've invested something in it. And that's the ironic thing about humans too, is that we can be more likely to do something for others than we are for ourselves. Even the fact that you have to do a check-in on the upcoming Monday will make you more likely to stay on track, because you'll be doing it for them as well. You know, you don't want to let the coach down in a way, which is a longer conversation that, you know, I'd rather you do it for yourself. But that's how it can be too. I know those feelings too. Oh shit, I have to actually check in 3 days. I was going to drop off, but look, I'm going to do it for him. And you know, I know he's put a lot of work into me, and I'm going to get this done. So yeah, there's just so many angles on the accountability. It's when you actually invest in it, you're way more likely to do it. And then also, because you have a bit of a tribe now, even if it could be one person or a group, you have more of a tribe now, you're more likely to stay with it. Okay, so we'll finish up there with the 4 points. Yeah, humans as a social species, my experience of it, then ways to find your tribe, and then the accountability is what accelerates progress. That is the big catalyst that'll get you the progress that you want. And so we'll finish up then with the Physical Freedom Program membership. So it's actually live now. So it's live since Friday. There's a few people in there. I can see it. And yeah, going off the last point, like, if you're this person now, maybe you followed me for a while and you've chronic pain and injury, it's still there. You might have tried a bit of my stuff, a bit of other people's videos. That's why I made this for you. It's €22. You know, the harsh truth to people watching, people listening, like, you can afford it. Jesus Christ, €22. What is it, like, 3 coffees is nearly that price now. So that's what it just comes down to. If you value the only body you're ever going to have, if you actually want to regain your physical freedom for sport and life, there you go. I've made it the cheapest it can possibly be. All my programs and education are in there. There's going to be a weekly call once a week where you can actually chat to me and ask me questions too. It's all there for you. Okay, so this is the kind of fork in the road where there's nothing more someone can do for you. And it's up to you now. Are you going to take advantage of it? or you won't. And even as a coach, you have to get to this stage, because I definitely had the kind of savior program when I started out, of like, oh, you know, I need to go and save everyone, etc. And now I'm fully at peace with what I've just said there. Look, some people don't want to be helped, and that's it. Maybe they'll reach a stage where they do and they'll come around and come back. Other people never will, and some people will jump on it early enough. Cool, that's the way they are. I'm going to be helping the ones that are ready to get on it. So on it, just to run through the six sections, we have the instructions, then we have the physical freedom education. So there's 11 or 12 modules in there, stuff that will change your life if you've been in chronic pain, all the stuff that we're never taught through the healthcare industry. You'll get to know your body better than anyone else. And then the physical freedom program, that's your program for the first 1 to 3 months, starting off with the basics. So I start every client there. And then after 1 to 3 months, again, everyone will progress a bit differently. Now you can go on to the sport-specific programs. So this is where you get to choose. Are you going down, like, you just want physical freedom for the gym? You want for field sports like soccer, Gaelic, hurling, whatever? Or maybe it's martial arts like jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, Muay Thai, excuse me, whatever you want to do there. And then after that, once you have the physical freedom for your sport, you can move on to the strength and conditioning program. So I have basic ones up to elite. This is when we can push more for performance now that you're over the chronic pain and injury. And then the final one is the Beast Athlete program. That'll just be a few kind of levels to hit across, like mobility, strength, conditioning, if you want to be like going for your absolute peak potential. And yeah, to finish there, I just had the little conclusion to say, look, nobody's an island. If you're going to overcome this yourself, you would have done it by now. Like, there were some harsh truths I gave myself all those years ago, trying to overcome the chronic pain and injury. Yeah, look, if you were going to solve it, you would have done it by now. You know, that's why we need help. That's why we need a tribe. That's why we need coaches and mentors, people who've been through the journey to help us through it. So look, bit of a harsh truth, but as I figured out too, on the other side of the harsh truths is progress. Okay, so that's it. Don't settle. Live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.